Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah, Halacha Zayin. Kol Ma'ase Yom Kippurim, Ha'omo, Al Haseida, Higdim Ma'ase Lechaviroi, Le'osa Klum, Higdim Dama Seir, Le'dama Pal, Yachsi V'yaze, Midama Seir, La'acha Dama Pal. All actions of Yom Kippur said in our Mishnah must be in order. If one did one before another and it should be done afterwards, he didn't accomplish anything. If he put blood of the goat before blood of the bull, he returns to do the sprinkling of blood of the goat after the blood of the bull. Im anchele gomar esamatonis shimivifnim nishpach adam yavi dam acher v'yachzeh v'yaze v'tchila mivifnim v'chein behichal v'chein b'mezveyach azov v'kulam kapor v'kapor b'fnei atzman. If before finishing the matonis inside the kosher kadoshim, the blood spilled, he brings other blood and returns to do hazor from the beginning inside. The same applies if it's spilled before finishing the matanis in the heichel or on the gold mizbeach, because each is a kapor by itself. The blood of Rabbi Shimon say, from where he stopped, he begins with the new blood. The Gemara says, Tani Amr Yehuda b'medim amamurim ba'avodos hanasos b'fnim b'bigdei lavan ba'avodos hanasos b'chutz b'bigdei Love one, I should say, in Hikdim Ma'aser Chaveroi, Masha Osa Osi. The Gemara brings from a Baita that Rabbi Yehuda says, when does this apply? It's for Avodos done inside in the white garments, but Avodos done outside in the white garments, if one did earlier an action that should be done after what he did, he did. The Chacham Ma'amim Afanasis Bechutz, the big day, Love one, I should say, in Hikdim Ma'aser Chaveroi, Le'asa Klum. The Chacham say that even Avodos done outside in the white garments, if one did earlier what should be done after, it has no effect. We have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shneihem mikra echad hein doshim. They for haisa zeis lochem lechugas olam achas b'shana. Avon ami avodes shu nechnas pam achas b'shana. Rabbi Yehuda aimer makom shu nechnas boi pam achas b'shana. We have all quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that both of them expound the same pasuk, and it's in Shmais Perek Lamed pasuk Yud, and it shall be to you a choik forever, once in a year. Avon say that these are avodas that he enters once a year. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a place that he enters once a year. Rabbi Yehoshua b'shem Rabbi Pas b'matonis, as you say, aparoiches, aval b'matonis abadim pam akev haseir. Rabbi Yehoshua, quoting Rabbi Pas, said that our Mishnah said if he puts dam haseir before dam apal, he repeats dam haseir after dam apal. This refers to matonis on the paroiches, but matonis between the staves, blood of the bull is ma'akev, the shechita of the goat. Amr Blazer, she says, shochat es haseir v'chakach nosan midam apal al ben abadim, she says, hanase v'tchila kosher. The Blazer said that if he slaughtered the goat and afterwards put blood of the bull between the staves, what was done initially means the shechita of the goat is kosher because it is done outside. Amr Yosef, Elin Lunishbach Midam Hapao, which is a Vedama Seir, Munach, Bekois, Shema Eina, maybe Pa Acher, Bekosha. Rabbi Yasa brings a support. If the blood of the bull spilled and the blood of the goat is in a cup, does he not bring another bull? And Shrita the goat is kosher, even though it was before Shrita the second bull. And likewise, it's kosher if it was before the matanos between the staves. Ma ben Shachat Ashle Nosan, Ma ben Shachat Misha Nosan, Ila Amma Venosan, Yos. Why did he say that damaseir is in a cup, meaning that if he already put it in between the staves, no? What's the difference between shechita of the new bull before he put damaseir between the staves and shechita after he put? Had Rabbi Yosef said, and he put, still his proof would be proper. Abonon amri, shalosh lekosher v'shalosh lepsol. Abonon say three places require matanos to make it kosher, between the staves, on the paroiches, and on the gold mizveach. If one must bring new blood for any one of these, all of it must be repeated. And in these same three places, improper intent disqualifies. To be pigol, he has to intend chus v'zmane for all the matanos in one place. V'belaza v'rebi shimon, it should say, amri, v'aboyim v'shalosh v'kosher v'aboyim v'shalosh v'psol. V'belaza and v'shimon say 43 for kosher and 43 for psol. Rabban Amri, Kol Sheva V'Sheva, Kapar B'Fnei Atzma, Rabban Shimon Amri, Kol Echad V'Echad, Kapar B'Fnei Atzma. Rabban say that every seven, which really this refers to all the matanos in one place, are Kapar by themselves. Rabban Shimon say, each one, each matanah is a Kapar by itself. Rabbi Zeira, B'shem Rebbe Elazar, Taima de Elazar, she said the Rebbe Shimon, she said now, V'chila mechapeh ha'kodesh, afilo ein shom ela matana achas, omah ha'teira, kalei. They were quoting what Rebbe Elazar said, that Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon learned from V'chila mechapeh ha'kodesh, and he will complete being kapor for the kodesh, even if there's only one matana left to do there, the Torah said, finished, do just it. Omah Rebbe Elazar, nosan mikvas matanat menishpach adam, maybe achirim tachteim elvei nishpachim mitzosam lakein sricha kishim nikra aleihem v'shem sol. The brother said that if he gave some of the matanas and the blood spilled, he brings other animals in place of them. Shirayim of these and these are poured on the soil like their mitzvah. Therefore, it's a question of if a pasul occurred to one of them, whether the others shirayim go on the soil. Amar Rabbi Yasser veYeus ilu nosan mixes matanas v'nishpach adam shemeinim maybe achirim tachteim umalim v'shoinim. Rabbi Yossi said it's proper to say that it is burned like its mitzvah. If he puts the matanis and the blood spilled, perhaps he does not bring others in place of them, and milah applies to the first. Surely he does, and milah applies. Chagai boy koinu Rabbi Yossi, ad koin, ad kadoin, kushashochat es harishenim, l'shem kosher, v'ashniyim, l'shem psul, shachat es harishenim, l'shem psul, es harishenim, l'shem kosher. Chagai asked Rabbi Yossi, we resolved only when he slaughtered the first to be kosher, and the second with an intent of psul. But if you slaughter the first to be pasul and the second to be kosher, what's the law? Amar Rabbi Yosha, Marcino psul moitzi miyad pigul, Marcino psul moitzi miyad kosher. Rabbi Yosha answered that we find that pasul uproots pigul, that we find that pasul uproots kosher. Surely the pasul of the first does not uproot the heksher of the second. It's Shiraim go on the aside. Adnalach perik hoitzi olai.